have your Bibles tonight, the message tonight, we're going to start in the book of James, James chapter 5. But this precious Word of God that's able to save your soul.
Yes.
You know, it is the good news that Jesus Christ gave us that gives us life. I'm going to just go to chapter 5 of James, verse 13. I'm just going to read the first verse and you can be seated. And it goes, is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. You may be seated. Amen. Our message tonight is the power of prayer. This is in the book of James, chapter 5, starting at verse 13. Folks, the power of prayer. Prayer is our communication with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our way of coming into His very presence. And I'm here to tell you tonight that there is power in prayer. Power. Power that can change the mind of God. Prayer can change the mind of God. James said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? If there are, let them call for the elders of the church. I want you to hear. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And the prayer of faith. Prayer shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Folks, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. A righteous man availeth much.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah was a man subject to like passions as even as we, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. The prayer of faith. Tonight there is power in prayer. I say tonight that prayer can even change the mind of God.
Amen.
The power of prayer. Pray for one another that you may be healed.
Mm-hmm.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It avails much with God.
Amen.
Prayer can save a soul from death.
Yes.
Power in prayer. The power that can even change the mind of God.
Right.
If you have your Bibles again, go to 2 Kings in the Old Testament. Chapter 18, starting at verse 1. We're going to speak tonight about a king named Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a righteous king. Amen. The Bible says that he was a righteous man. Amen. And he did the will of God. Chapter 18 of 2 Kings, starting at verse 1. Power in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for thy word. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for thy presence. Your word is a comfort unto us. It is our strong tower. It is our light
Amen.
In a dark place.
Amen.
It lights our path and it guides our way.
Amen.
Amen. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. King Ahaz was a very wicked king. Very wicked. King Ahaz, his wife was Jezebel. And we know the story of how Ahaz committed abomination after abomination against the Lord our God. How he worshipped idols. How he desecrated the temple. How he did wickedness in the eyes of God. But he had a son. And when his son became king, the Bible says that when he was 25 years old, He began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. Talking about King Hezekiah. His mother's name also was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah. And Hezekiah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Amen. This is the only king of all the lineage of David that did according to as David did. David was a man after God's own heart. And here it says that Hezekiah did all according to the will of David. And Hezekiah removed the high places. And he broke the images. And he cut down the groves. And he broke into pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, that brazen serpent, and he called it Nehushtan. Now, praise God, here it is saying that when Hezekiah became king, that he began, amen, to go up into the high places where the Israelites had went up and burnt offerings unto devils, unto idols, and he began to break down those images, amen, those idols. He cut down the groves of trees. Amen. These groves were places where all kinds of abominations took place, all kinds of idol worship, all kinds of deviant behavior. But he cut those groves down, and he even took and broke in pieces that brazen serpent that Moses had made. We know, according to the Word of God, that God sent a plague of serpents upon the Israelites when they come up out of Egypt, was traveling into the wilderness, when they had forsaken God and rebelled against God. And he took, amen, and serpents began to bite the people, and they died. And so Moses said, go and take one of those dead serpents and place it upon this staff, and set it before the people, and everyone that comes and looks upon that serpent will be healed and not die of the serpent bites. Amen. And that was good. That was of God. But then what did they go and do? They went and made an idol representing that serpent and that staff. And all down through time, from the time of the law of Moses, clear down to the days of Hezekiah, amen, the children of Israel would worship that serpent. Worship that idol, but, amen, Hezekiah even destroyed that. Hezekiah, he trusted in the Lord God. I am the Lord, that is my name. Amen, and my glory I will not give unto another. And so to the Jewish nation and to us today, he is the Lord God of Israel. Amen. So that after Hezekiah was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him, but Hezekiah clave to the Lord, and he departed not from falling after the Lord, but he kept the Lord's commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. Tonight we're talking about the power of prayer. Amen. That prayer changes things. That prayer, amen, is communication with the Lord God Almighty. And that God wants our prayers. He wants our worship. Amen. He wants us to seek His face early. Amen. He wants us to meditate upon Him day and night. Amen. He wants us to be in His presence, have our minds upon Him. Amen. Amen. And the Lord was with Hezekiah. Did you hear this? And He prospered whatsoever Hezekiah went forth to do. And when Hezekiah rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not, Hezekiah smote the Philistines, even to Gaza and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. Israel was under, amen, bondage to the Philistines, under bondage to the Assyrians. Amen. And they ruled over them, and they took, amen, servitude of them. But Hezekiah, he rebelled against them, and he did not pay tribute, and he fought against them. And God gave him victory over his enemies because Hezekiah loved the Lord.
Amen.
Hezekiah kept all of God's commandments. In 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1, it says in the Word of God, we're talking tonight about the power of prayer.
Amen.
By the Word of God, we're going to establish that a righteous man can even pray and change the mind of God when God has proclaimed one thing. A man can pray and God, amen, will hearken to that man's prayers. Listen to him.
Yes, amen.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came unto Hezekiah and said unto him, Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Here is a righteous man of God, amen, a king ruling over a nation, amen, and made the nation back under subjection, amen, unto the law of Moses, and he kept all of the commandments of the Lord. He pleased the Lord, but there came a day. There came a day that Hezekiah, amen, was sick. And there was a sickness unto death. And the Lord sent the great prophet Isaiah to come into the king and say unto him, thus saith God. Amen. How would you like to have someone come into you, amen, a prophet of God, and he come in and say, now set your house in order. Get things straightened up. Because you're going to die and not live. And when Hezekiah heard these words, listen, folks, he turned his face to the wall, and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, prayer. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and in a perfect heart. Now, is that a wonderful thing that a man can say? Amen. I have walked before thee, O God, in truth, and with a perfect heart. And none... and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're a king. It doesn't matter if you're a pauper. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're poor. Amen. When the Lord said, it is your time, set your house in order, for you're surely going to die and not live. Amen. You will weep before God.
Amen.
You'll cry out before God. You'll ask God to spare you. But, if you're not a righteous man, if you don't have effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, if you don't have the power of prayer of faith, amen, if you aren't in the will of God, then He will not hear you. He will not answer your prayer, amen, for God has established His Word. But here, Hezekiah was a godly man, and he wept before the Lord. He didn't murmur, he didn't complain. He just said, Lord, remember now how I walk before you in truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight. I have turned the people back to you, Lord. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was going out into the middle court. Now here, Isaiah had departed from the king. He was leaving the throne room, and he was in the middle court of the king's house, and the Bible says that in the midst of Isaiah leaving, after having prophesied, set your house in order, Hezekiah, for the Lord says you're going to die and not live. Now as he is departing and leaving, the word of the Lord comes to him again, and the word of the Lord says, turn again. Isaiah, turn back. Go back and tell my servant. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus saith the Lord thy God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer.
Amen.
Do you hear me? God Almighty. Now would you like to hear the Lord say, I have heard your prayer.
Amen.
I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Amen. Hear what I say. The Lord hath pronounced judgment. Amen. He pronounced, amen, you shall die and not live. Set your house in order, Hezekiah. But Hezekiah wept before the Lord.
Amen.
And God heard his voice. Amen. And he said, I have heard thy prayer. And God changed his mind.
Amen.
He changed his mind. He said, I will heal thee. And I will add unto thee 15 years. Did you hear that?
Amen.
And not only will I add to you 15 years, but I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Be courageous. Be not afraid for the king of Assyria and for that army that's with him and that multitude is with him. For with him is an arm of flesh. But there be more with us than with him. For with us is the Lord our God.
Amen.
To fight our battles and to take our part. So we are to be courageous, not fear. The enemy, Assyria. He said, amen, I will deliver you out of the hand of the Assyrians and I will defend this city, Jerusalem, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Amen. Hezekiah was sick unto death.
Amen.
God said, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. King Hezekiah prayed.
Amen.
He had a prayer of faith, and it saved himself, which was sick. Amen. He had prayer. Amen. And he was healed. He had an effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man.
Amen.
And prayer saved a soul from death. King Hezekiah prayed and he wept sore. I mean, this was a sincere prayer.
Amen.
Amen. He wept before the Lord God Almighty. The prayers of the saints are bottled up in heaven. Not one tear is lost. Prayer changed God's mind. Now there's the power of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Though Isaiah the prophet, God spoke to Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer. Through Isaiah, God spoke to Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears.
Amen.
I will hear thee. I will heal thee. And I will add unto thee 15 years. Amen. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand and let us hear what God spoke to the man of God. Turn again. Man of God, turn again, woman of God.
Amen.
Turn back to God. Turn back to the will of God. Have faith in God. Pray. Pray. Seek God's face early while He may be found of you.
Amen.
Seek Him with your whole heart. I say to you tonight, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. It is our communication line with God. It's our way of communion with God.
Amen.
It's our way to enter in to the holiest of the holy. Amen. Right into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our high priest.
Amen.
Amen. We have that power given us by the Lord God Almighty that we can pray the prayer of faith. We can pray the prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman.
Amen.
And there'll be nothing impossible with us. And if we ask anything according to His will, He will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Yes.
And you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you believe you receive whatsoever you've asked, you shall receive it. Amen. This is the words of God. Amen. There is power in prayer. There is no defeat in prayer. We will not ever fail in prayer. If we seek God's face, the Word of God says, amen, to us, if my people, which are called by my name, that wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if they will humble themselves,
amen,
and if they will repent, amen, and turn from their wicked ways. And if they'll pray, then I will hear their voice in heaven.
Amen.
And I will heal their land.
Praise God.
Yes.
I will heal their land.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I praise God tonight for His Word.